What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. To all my diehard listeners, hit the like button. Did you know you only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join my Patreon for $5 a month. And be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now, so make sure you follow me on MGTOW.TV, BitChute, Locals.com, or Discord. Now this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. Last thing you can do is watch this video to the end, or at least halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into the video.
A lot of people got something to say about the fact that I got six kids with six different men. So I'm just gonna tell y'all why it is better to do it this way. If I had six kids with all the same dude, I get 34% of his income, which is only $680 a month. If I got six kids with six different dudes, I get 17% from each one of them, which is $340 a month from each one. $340 a month times six baby daddies is $2,040.
Her kids are just a paycheck. She don't give a damn about those kids. And you would be shocked how many women don't give a damn about their kids. Don't believe what the media tell you. It ain't just a few bad apples. A lot of women have ulterior motives when it come to why they had a kid. So many women just had a kid to try to trap the man.
Going to a different barber, right, today?
No, I'm not going to a different barber today, Kina.
Why the f*** not?
Because I'm loyal to my barber.
Why would I be loyal to your barber? That's some motherfucking bullshit, Dick. We already discussed this.
He's my friend.
We already discussed this. I don't trust that fool.
You don't have a reason why you don't trust that fool.
It doesn't matter that I don't have a reason.
You should
just... No, it shouldn't. You should just do what the f*** I say. If I don't like...
No, too much cursing. I wouldn't deal with a woman who cursed this much. It's a bad representation of myself. Is she going to be cursing like this when I take her to an event? Or even when I'm not around? And somebody be like, damn, ain't that Rare Breed girl right there? She cussing up a storm. Nah, it's just a bad look for my brand. And never argue with women like this. This is where you say, man, fuck what you talking about. This is the barber I go to. I don't care what you trust, what you don't like. I do what I want to do. If you don't like it, here go the door. You can always leave and just walk the fuck off.
What rights are you guys fighting for, specifically?
I don't know what these men's rights activists are speaking for, but I'll speak on behalf of somebody who has dealt with a little bit of what I would consider to be a lack of men's rights. I was once arrested in a public park because my little sister was playing on the playground, I was sitting on a bench, and two women felt that I was just a little too creepy to be sitting on that bench, and I wound up in handcuffs and had to answer like 30 questions before the cops finally gave up and realized that my little sister was in fact my little sister, and that I was probably just there to hang out with her. I also once called the police because my girlfriend stabbed me with a steak turner. I wound up in handcuffs. She was over there crying a whole...
I mean, yeah, men are automatically assumed to be some type of pedos if they're around kids. Is it fair? No. Do I get it? Yes. Because if I ever have kids, I'm not leaving them with no man. Is that sexist? Yes. But am I playing it extra safe just in case? Yes.
Lunch and the officer that put me in handcuffs said, man, you better move out because the next cop that shows up might not be smart enough to realize that you're actually the victim here and you're probably going to wind up going to jail. Oh, and has anybody else ever been put in handcuffs because you brought your girlfriend to the ER after she got into a car accident and they thought you might have beaten the shit out of her, but instead you're just really trying to help her get help? No? I have. Yeah.
That whole domestic violence case, he had to ignore a lot of red flags to even get to the point where police are getting called for a domestic violence case. I just say that.
Put a finger down, actual hoe edition.
Put a finger down if you've ever been in a relationship.
Put a finger down if you've ever had a hickey.
Put a finger down if you went back to him after he f***ed you over.
Put a finger down if you've ever hooked up with an ex.
Put a finger down if you talked to someone who had a girlfriend.
Put a finger down if you've ever hooked up with a stranger.
Put a finger down if you made out with three or more people in one night.
Put a finger down if you've tried to be a hoe but caught feelings.
Put a finger down if you played with someone for your own enjoyment.
Put a finger down if you talked to multiple guys in the same friend group.
Put a finger down if you've ever hooked up.
Realistically, the average guy out here is just looking for a girlfriend to take care of and be nice to. But you only hear about the scumbags because those are the guys that women are the most attracted to and deal with.
Up with more than three people.
Put a finger down if you've ever been a booty call.
Welcome back to Slut University. Class is now in session. If you're new here, I'm Carmi, your professor. And today we're going to be talking about the art of the risky pick. That's how I'm going to be referring to them so that this doesn't get taken down. Anyways, the first thing I want to say, though, is you do not have to take them or send them to be a good hoe. I know plenty of people who don't send risky picks. And personally, I take them more for myself than I do for the person I'm sending them to. I love taking them. I'm an artsy. It makes me feel confident and sexy to see myself that way. The first things first, if you are going to send risky picks, watermark your photo. I'm a basic. I just number mine. One of my friends puts like the name of the person she's sending it to somewhere in the picture. Now, I've never had my stuff leaked, but just in case, you're gonna wanna do it. Now for your necessities. For the love of God, self-timer is your best friend. There's only so many selfies you can take. It opens up a whole new avenue of risky pics. Ice cubes for the, makes them hard, makes them stand out more. Maybe invest in some baby oil. Also, if you're able to catch my kitty pic tutorial before it got taken down, you know the importance of lube. It really helps if your kitty ain't cooperating. It makes you look like a waterfall. This one's for everyone, okay? Videos, gifts, boomerangs, way better than pics. Also remember that with a risky pic, you don't have to go full birthday suit. A partial is just as good as a full. Leave something to the imagination, you know what I'm saying? All right, now what you've probably all been waiting for, the gag reflex tips. Personally, I've always had a weak gag reflex, but here's how you work on controlling it. The best way to reduce and or eliminate your gag reflex is...
How much therapy you think she gonna need? Honestly, probably 30. When women go this hard, they hit the mental wall sooner. Actually, she probably already hit the mental wall. Mid-30s, she'll need some serious therapy. I'm sure her father is proud. And did you hear the deception she was teaching about using ice cubes and lube before you take kitty pics? Everything is all about deception with these females. Don't trust any picture you see of a female. And don't even trust what you see when she go on a date. Only thing you could trust is her fresh out the shower. And you literally seen her come out the motherfucking shower.